Represent ILGA World, the global federation of LGBTI groups and organizations from over 160 countries and territories. Our communities have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic in both general and specific ways, from the beginning of the pandemic to the development and implementation of recovery measures. Gender regimes of curfew had left trans and gender nonconforming persons without access to basic goods and services. LGBTI people have been scapegoated and blamed for the spread of the pandemic. Many LGBTI persons found themselves either locked in hostile homes with families not accepting them, or separated from their partners and families of choice, as the law does not recognize our relationships. However, most of us are not only LGBTI, but also persons with disabilities, Black and brown people, migrants, young and older persons, and the list goes on. This means that we face intersectional struggles, but also strive for solidarity. Solidarity, the word included in the title of this forum, indeed has been crucial in the efforts to support and protect our communities during the COVID-19 crisis. All over the world, different social movements, including LGBTI activists, came together to join resources and to provide food, medication, shelter, social and psychological support to our different communities. However, this all cannot and should not be only done by civil society. The UN independent expert on SOGI, in his Aspire guidelines on COVID-19 response, reiterated that the human rights approach to pandemic response must be based on non-discrimination, participation, and empowerment. He also identified a number of effective state measures to support and protect LGBTI persons, giving visibility to LGBTI lives in public policy, deconstructing stigma and protecting LGBT persons from violence and discrimination, and designing state response based on evidence and with the involvement of LGBT organizations. These principles should guide any measures aimed at COVID-19 recovery. Thank you.